Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Lucky One by Dale Aronson is a memoir-styled continuation of a life story that moves from outlaw motorcycle culture toward the structured, high-responsibility world of professional aviation. Positioned as book two in the From Outlaw Biker to Airline Pilot and Beyond series, it frames its narrative around hard turns, second chances, and the unpredictable chain of events that can redirect a person's future. The book's appeal lies in its contrast between freedom and discipline, risk and accountability, and impulse and long-term planning. Aronson presents a personal journey shaped by relationships, work opportunities, and the consequences of choices that compound over time. While the title emphasizes luck, the theme is less about random fortune and more about recognizing openings, surviving setbacks, and building a new identity when an old one no longer fits. Readers can expect reflections on resilience, personal responsibility, and the practical realities behind reinventing a life, especially when the past includes high-stakes environments and strong social ties. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, redefining luck as survival, timing, and choice. A central idea suggested by the title is that luck is not simply a mysterious force that blesses some people and ignores others. The narrative framing invites readers to consider luck as the result of surviving moments that could have ended far worse, meeting the right person at a turning point, or getting one more chance when consequences were already in motion. In a life that spans outlaw biker experiences and a later professional career, the gap between outcomes can be razor thin. The book underscores how timing interacts with preparedness, including the willingness to take a door that opens even when pride or fear says to stay put. Another dimension of luck is perspective. What looks like misfortune in the short term can become the disruption that forces change, while what looks like a win can quietly reinforce destructive patterns. By treating luck as something that must be recognized and used, the story encourages a more active stance. Readers are pushed to ask what opportunities they have ignored, what warning signs they have rationalized away, and what small corrective actions could compound into a new trajectory. This topic helps link a dramatic past to a more stable future without pretending change is effortless. Secondly, leaving a high-identity subculture without losing yourself. Shifting from an outlaw biker environment to mainstream life is not only a change in behavior, but also a change in identity, community, and belonging. The book's arc highlights how difficult it can be to step away from a world that once offered status, brotherhood, and a clear code, even if it also carried danger and consequences. That tension makes reinvention complicated. A person can want safety and legitimacy while still missing the intensity and certainty that came with the old life. The narrative emphasizes that leaving does not happen in a single clean break. It often involves gradual distancing, renegotiating relationships, and learning how to function without the familiar rules of the group. There is also the challenge of stigma. When your past is vivid, you may assume everyone sees you through it, which can lead to self-sabotage or unnecessary secrecy. This topic explores the emotional work of building new routines, new friendships, and a new sense of pride that does not depend on fear or reputation. It also shows that personal growth is not the same as self-rejection. The best version of change preserves strengths like courage and loyalty while redirecting them into healthier commitments. Thirdly, discipline and professionalism in aviation as a turning point. The move toward becoming an airline pilot represents a dramatic shift into an arena where precision, procedure, and accountability are non-negotiable. This topic focuses on how aviation can function as both a career and a character reset. In flying, risk is managed through training, checklists, communication, and constant learning. That structure can be especially powerful for someone whose earlier experiences were shaped by adrenaline, spontaneity, or conflict. The book positions professional standards as a stabilizing force, offering a clear path, study, practice, qualify, and operate within strict boundaries designed to protect others. It also highlights the psychological transition from living for yourself or your group to carrying responsibility for passengers, crew, and public trust. This kind of responsibility can become a new identity anchor, replacing the unstable validation of past environments with competence and consistency. Readers can take practical lessons from this contrast, including how systems support good decisions when emotions run high, and how disciplined habits reduce the likelihood of repeating old mistakes. The aviation element also adds a behind-the-scenes realism about what it takes to maintain credibility in a field where performance is measured and mistakes have serious consequences. Fourthly, relationships, accountability, and the cost of loyalty. Across a life lived in intense circles, relationships are rarely casual. This topic examines how loyalty can be both a virtue and a trap, depending on where it is directed. The story context suggests The ties formed in high-stakes environments often carry unspoken obligations, and breaking away can feel like betrayal even when it is necessary for survival. At the same time, healthier relationships require accountability, honesty, and the ability to set boundaries. The book emphasizes that moving forward is not only about changing your job or location. It is about changing how you handle conflict, how you respond to pressure, and how you choose the people whose approval matters. Another key angle is the long shadow of past decisions on family and partners. Reinvention can strain trust, especially if others have lived through the instability that came before. The narrative focus on personal change implies repeated opportunities to either make excuses or take ownership. That difference affects every relationship. Readers can apply this topic by evaluating their own loyalty patterns, who benefits from your loyalty, what it costs you, and whether your commitments align with the future you claim to want. The book's emphasis on consequence makes this examination feel grounded rather than motivational. Lastly, building a second act through skills, humility, and persistence, a second act is not a fantasy reset. It is built through incremental work that can feel unglamorous compared to the drama of the past. This topic centers on the practical mechanics of changing a life, learning new skills, accepting mentorship, showing up consistently, and tolerating the discomfort of being a beginner again. The transition implied by the series title suggests that humility becomes a key tool. In a previous identity, competence may have been measured by toughness or reputation. In a professional setting, competence is measured by knowledge, judgment, and collaboration. The book's journey encourages readers to respect process, including training pathways, evaluations, and the daily discipline that separates wishful thinking from results. Persistence matters because setbacks are inevitable. A person carrying a complicated history may face additional obstacles such as financial strain, limited networks, or self-doubt. The narrative emphasis on beyond implies that growth continues after the major shift, reinforcing that reinvention is an ongoing practice rather than a one-time event. This topic offers readers a realistic blueprint: define the next role, commit to skill building, protect your environment, and keep making choices that support the new identity until it becomes the default. That message can resonate far outside aviation. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy true life transformation stories, especially those drawn to narratives about leaving a dangerous or limiting environment and building a respected career. It will also interest aviation curious readers who like the human side of professional flying, along with anyone navigating identity change, recovery from past choices, or major midlife redirection. The benefit is not only inspiration, but practical perspective. The story frames change as a sequence of decisions, separating from harmful influences, adopting disciplined routines, and learning to value long-term stability over short-term intensity. That can help readers reflect on their own turning points and recognize where systems, habits, and accountability could create more reliable outcomes. Compared to similar redemption memoirs, this one stands out through its sharp contrast of worlds, with the structured demands of aviation serving as a concrete measure of personal rebuilding rather than an abstract promise of being better. The tension between luck and responsibility also adds a grounded message: second chances matter, but they must be used well. For buyers, it offers a compelling continuation within a series arc, combining personal stakes with the credibility that comes from describing a path that requires real qualifications and sustained performance. If you would like to support Dale Aronson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.